Welcome to the Phoenix and Sun podcast show, where science is stranger than fiction.
I'm the Phoenix, your host.
And I'm the Dominator, your 9-year-old co-host. We have a great show for you today.
We have the latest weird science news, including
a new species of spiders being discovered,
the terrible earthquake in Haiti,
and the study on American work habits.
And of course, proof of the existence of Martians.
So sit back and enjoy the show.
Holla.
Yeah. Do spiders freak you out, Dad?
Not really, but the fear of spiders is called arachnophobia.
Well, according to Science Daily, a new species of spider has appeared in the sands of Samarra in Israel. It's called Cerbalis arvensis. The spider's legs can reach up to 6 inches. That makes it the largest spider of its type in the Middle East. It makes an underground den with a trap door. When prey comes walking by, pow! The spider makes its kill. Despite being discovered, unfortunately, its habitat is already endangered. The discovery of this new spider illustrates how our obligation to preserve the dunes, said Dr. Shannis. It's amazing that we keep finding new species. Hey, Dad, don't move. There's a spider on your head. I'll kill it with this baseball bat.
Ouch!
Got it!
That's gonna leave a mark. As we all know, a horrible earthquake has struck the island nation of Haiti on Tuesday afternoon this week. It was a magnitude 7.0, and there have been as many as 50 aftershocks since then. Geologists have been warning others that an earthquake in the area was overdue. They knew the Erinquillo Plantain Garden Fault Zone presented a real danger.
The island has been struck hard because of a lack of resources before the earthquake hit. Plus, people live in poorly constructed homes on very steep slopes. Help from all over the world continues to come, and you can help.
You can go to the American Red Cross, redcross.org, or you can go to savethechildren.org, and in fact, that organization is sending teams out on motorcycles in Port-au-Prince, or careusacare.org. Make sure to check out any charity on bbb.org before you donate.
But by then, T2 star is
Live Science this week, half of all Americans bring work home with them every week, and they confess that it interferes with family life. The survey of over 1,800 Americans found that people who were professional, wealthy, and well-educated tend to bring their work home with them.
People who are well-educated professionals and those with job-related resources report that their work interferes with their personal lives more frequently, reflecting what we refer to as the stress of higher status, said lead researcher Scott Sheeman, a sociology professor at the University of Toronto. While many benefits undoubtedly accrue to those in higher status positions and conditions, a downside is the greater likelihood of work interfering with personal life.
Hey, Dad, want to go outside and play some tennis right now?
Son, can't you see I'm working? Leave me alone.
You're so mean.
I'm gonna beat you with the stick. Could 2010 be the year we prove that Martians exist? According to NASA scientists in an article in Scientific American this week, they believe that this is the year that we are able to prove without a doubt that life exists on Mars.
The NASA team believes that a planet-wide network of microorganisms came to life underground on Mars 3.6 billion years ago, when the planet was much warmer and wetter with a much thicker atmosphere. Simple life was developing on Earth around the same time.
David McKay, chief of astrobiology at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, says powerful new microscopes and other instruments will establish whether features in Martian meteorites are actually alien fossils.
So Martians wouldn't be aliens with green skin and big eyes.
No, Dominator. They're talking about microorganisms. It's still a big deal.
Oh man, I wish they find real aliens. That would be cool.
Hi there, Earthling. I'm a Martian. Take me to your leader. I love to try cotton candy. Woohoo! Delicious. Woohoo!
You're a weird boy. Well, we've come to the end of the show. We're out of material. You can find us. You can find all of our podcasts on www.phoenixandsun.podomatic.com. That's www.phoenixandsun.podomatic.com.
You can also now subscribe through iTunes.
For those using Google Reader, look us up by searching for Phoenix and Sun. I'm the Phoenix.
I'm the Dominator.
As always, we thank you for listening to the Phoenix and Sun podcast.
Science
is stranger
than
fiction. Yowza!
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yowza! There's a spider on your head.
No! Get away from me, you...